Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We actually are doing another podcast. This is the second week in a row. Is that what you'd say? Is that what the kids are saying? Are the kids saying second week in a row?
It's a really catchy kind of phrase that they're using. And what they mean when they say that is that two consecutive weeks they do something.
But we started and then we stopped because there was technical difficulties. And it's really weird. Have you found, like, you never know if it's yours that is bad or the other person's that is bad. And there's a kind of, no one knows the truth ever. And you always kind of blame the other person, like, oh, I think their connection's bad. But you're like, what if it's mine? And I also don't know how I look on everyone else's screens, but because you always look fine in your own screen, right?
But when you're hiding self-view, as we do now, who knows what you even look like?
But then also there's this thing, right, where when you're Zooming someone,
mm-hmm.
if you've got bad internet at your house, then when the image of yourself that gets sent over is all pixelated and blurry. But what you see back in self-view is like crystal clear. And
yeah,
that's a lesson.
Annoying.
That's a lesson in that you can never really truly read how you come across.
And until you hide self-view, you're not zooming, baby.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Welcome to the male gaze.
Yeah, welcome. Oh, no, we actually did it at the same time. Well, actually, okay. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to this week's episode. Of
The Male Gaze.
We always say this week's episode. Even though it's not like consecutive.
And it is weekly. It is weekly now.
We actually had a podcast meeting off the back of a record-breaking like episode. I felt like just so good. And then we
pumped it out. We were like, let's keep doing this.
And it's actually iconic to have a meeting about your podcast that you've been doing for 5 years and then be like, this year we're taking it seriously. We just needed a 5-year run in and then this year we'll take it seriously.
And this time we'll kind of like lock it in and let's make it actually a thing.
I'm actually doing self-care. One had a podcast meeting, sort of like looked into that and was like, what am I doing? I'm just treating it like trash. I need to like pour some love into it. Two, almost finished Yellow Jackets.
Well done.
I've got one episode to go and you bet your bottom dollar I'm watching it tonight.
You gotta watch that tonight. And you will feel so good.
Just knock another series off. Boom. And I'm gonna finish my bloody book.
We started Station 11 and I reckon we're gonna finish that in October.
What's Station 11?
Oh, it's a great book that you should read about a pandemic.
No.
And it's about this will be even more visceral for you. It's about a traveling Shakespeare company that exists post-pandemic that kind of travels from little, because it's a pandemic that kills like 99% of the human race. So there's like lots of little human settlements. And then there's this traveling Shakespeare company.
No, I'm sorry.
It's good. It's good.
That is terrible.
And that's only part of the story.
I don't want to hear about some fucking Shakespeare traveling group doing No Fear Shakespeare in schools in a pandemic. Are you kidding?
Exactly. You need to watch it because if this pandemic or really if the next variant took out 99% of the human race, but you survived, what else are you going to be doing, Chris, except for joining a
honestly
a Shakespeare
I will
trip?
Give up. I'm going to be growing produce. And I'm going to be making nut butters.
I will hold you to this. I will hold you to the fact that if 99% of the human race dies in a new variant of the virus, you will be performing traveling Shakespeare within weeks.
Not Shakespeare.
Maybe not Shakespeare, but theatre.
Not theatre. And all theatre is Why am I suddenly getting back into theatre post everyone dying?
Because live performance is important and crucial and going through a tough time right now.
Oh my God. This pandemic has taught, this specific one, Omicron, has taught me that the show doesn't necessarily have to go on. It's broken me.
This is my new motto is the show doesn't necessarily have to go on.
It's just like, what are the odds? Like, what is that? Like, I don't know. At the moment, I'm like, we'll keep the COVID chat short. But at the moment, I'm like, just evaluating everything in terms of, like, is it worth getting COVID at it?
Oh, yeah.
So,
100.
Like, a fancy dinner, is it worth it? Sure. Like, if I get it there, then that's fine. Because I had a wonderful dinner.
Yeah.
If I go to see Spider-Man, well, I think it was worth it, actually. I saw Spider-Man.
Oh, you finally saw it.
Finally.
Were people still cheering?
No,
reveals?
I saw it in what I would say is a quintessential New Zealand cinema experience. There was, I'm going to call like 8 people in the cinema. You know, majority of them were in the back 3 rows. I sat quite close up the front and we ignored each other. We all were invisible and we enjoyed the movie in silence.
Were you by yourself?
I was with my fiance and my sister.
Gorgeous.
Because
gorgeous.
We watched, it was, you know, the weekend and we were like at home going like, what do you want to do? And we didn't want to go out. And so we watched we wanted to watch Spider-Man. And so we watched the second movie. And I'd argue I enjoyed the second movie more than the third. Holland.
The second Zendaya and Tom. Oh yeah, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Loved it.
Yeah, it's good twist in that one.
And you're going around Europe.
Venice. Gorgeous.
And it just fits within my favorite genre of film, which is like a film that's also just a little trip around Europe. And you get it in quite a few, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like...
You get it in the Tinder Swindler, which I just watched. You get a little trip around Europe in that.
Yeah, you do. And you get it in... what else do you get it in? You get it in Eat, Pray, Love, obviously. The Tuscan Sun, what's it called?
Under
the Tuscan Sun.
End of the Tuscan Sun.
Lizzie McGuire.
Revenge of the Tuscan Sun.
Revenge of the Tuscan Sun. She's back. She's Tuscan. Get used to it. Revenge of the Tuscan Sun is so good.
Tweet that. You can tweet that.
You could tweet that. We are funny.
We are funny. What I will say about the Tinder Swindler is...
Oh my God, I loved it.
You've watched it, right?
Watched it, spoiler alert.
Yes, but we have to give a Queen of the Week.
Queen of the Week.
And the Queen of the Week is the Dutch woman at the end of the Tinder Swindler, in the kind of third act, yes. Who sells all his clothes.
She is the Queen of the Week. She is amazing.
She's so good.
She's like, I just wanted to get revenge. She's
yes, I decided to swindle the Tinder Swindler.
I still sell his Gucci sunglasses now.
Yeah, she's like, I've just got a bid on one of his items.
She is amazing, actually. She is absolutely the queen
she's
of the week.
So good.
We love
it. Especially because you have been through it. You've been through it by the time you meet her. And then she goes through it as well, but then is immediately like having fun.
I love when someone on Facebook watches the Tinder Swindler versus someone on Instagram, because someone on Instagram was like, you must watch, amazing, how is this guy still around? And if someone watches it on Facebook, they're like, how stupid are these women,
these three women, these dumb women?
And that's the difference between
on a dating app. God though, you will be the people that get scammed. And when there's side characters, I'm like, of course you're gonna buy into it when you meet a security guard and his ex-girlfriend and his kid, and like there's a whole world. Of course they're buying into it. It's not their fault.
How susceptible do you think you are to being Tinder swindled?
I would say I'm not, because I'm in a loving relationship.
Oh yeah, true. What about just swindled? I was booking flights for my Melbourne Comedy Festival dates, and the person who was booking the flight, so I just need your like passport details and stuff. And then I was like, am I about to be Tinder swindled? Like, I'm so scared now.
Wow.
Because I would just give over that information willy-nilly.
I've ended up on like a fake website before.
What? How do you mean a fake website?
Like I went to like buy something and maybe like clicked the wrong Google result and then was somewhere about to enter my card details and I was like, wait a second.
Wait a minute, yellow twinks in gym showers. Yeah, this is not the...
This is not the one I wanted.
This is a fake website.
Yeah, I wanted old beers on sofas.
I have so many fake Instagram...
I wanted Revenge of the Tuscan Sun.
I have so many fake Instagram and Facebook accounts. It makes me sick. Like every day there's like a new one. And I part of me loves the audacity of the accounts, like how they try and set themselves up. You know, there's like, and because they'll rip photos from my Facebook and my Instagram and then like create a new profile. And then they'll just start messaging people on my posts being like, hey, I'm Chris Parker's. Someone was faking, they were my manager. And being like, would you like a one-on-one meet and greet with Chris? And it's so embarrassing. And the most recent one was like, it's called Chris Parker Love. And it was like my profile picture. But the cover of the, you know, the cover band photo. Cover, what do you call it? Not cover band. The cover photo. The long
cover
one.
Photo.
Yeah, the square one, the long one.
Photo. The photo of me in the cover band that I'm in.
Yeah. 660. Oh, sorry, it took me too long to figure out a cover band name.
I knew you had one.
No,
I knew you were going to have one.
And I barely had one.
L-A-T.
Oh, no. Like late?
Yeah.
Oh, like T. So. Like what's the
lat.
T?
Like lats.
Lat. Have you heard of lat? No, it's... L-A-T. Do you, people call it lab?
I've never heard anyone call it lab, except for me and my brain before I ever spoke aloud about it to anyone else.
Anyway, this fake Instagram account called Chris Parker Love had like my profile photo, and then the background, the cover photo, was like a pride march. And I was like, so they know I'm gay.
Oh, they did their research.
They've done their research. Because I just think it's like a bot having a go. You know, having
that's
a crack.
What I always respect the bots. It's a bot. Yeah.
We respect the bots.
We respect bots. And we love our bot listeners. We love our bot listeners.
Shout out to our bots.
Please, like and review. If you're a bot listening, let us know that you feel seen.
We're just doing like insurance for essentially like when we start bringing AI into the real world, and they're like, you know, calling us out, us humans out for like toxic behavior, and we'll be like, we always had the like, bots backs.
Yeah, we'll be like, go back, get the receipts, listen to the podcast. We love the bots.
We're always here for bots' lives.
Yeah,
we love bots.
What we don't like is people scamming. We love bots scamming. Bots should scam.
Yeah, bots can scam other. They can. Bots should scam the Tinder swindler. You know.
That's who will finally take him down.
The bots.
Because you know he's back on the private jets. How did he get there? How? There's like missing. I've been literally reading articles being like, how do you get the money back?
Yeah, and the fact that he can do it, I'm like, there's hope.
For you?
Because even, not just for anyone. You know, like if you have the worst year of your life.
Yeah, true.
You can still spend a lot of money on your credit card.
Yes. Even if you go to jail for destroying other people's lives, you can still get it all back by probably destroying a few more people's lives.
I wonder if he's just doing the same shit. Probably.
He's selling business seminars is what he's doing.
Well, I better sign up because...
Because you want that. You want a private jet.
You don't
want
to hear advice from someone who, you know, made it once. Because it's a fluke. You want to hear it from someone who made it, got cancelled, ended it all, went to jail, made it again. Because they clearly know how to do it.
Oh, how riveting is it?
Twice.
She's about to get on the plane and she reads the article about him.
I would feel sick to my stomach.
I know.
I would not get off that plane. I don't know what I would do. I'm such a... It's amazing when you watch a documentary about like people in life-changing moments and you're like, I don't have the ability to like... muster the strength to figure that out. I'd just be like, no, like on the plane, just being like, oh my god, like I was talking to my sister about it, she was like, I'd just be sitting there screaming, just being like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Here's what I wanted to know. Did she tell the next person sitting next to her what was going on?
I want to know that too,
because surely
Yeah.
That's the one thing I was like, I know what I would do is turn to the person next to me and be like, you won't believe where I'm going and what I'm about to do.
Is that how you met Sam?
That wasn't how our conversation started, but
you have no idea where I'm going and what I'm about to do. Actually, meeting
well, Sam started
another
by
man.
Saying, yeah, Sam said, "What brings you to Wellington?" is how he opened the chat. And then imagine if I followed
for those
that
who are new listening to the podcast, Eli so smugly met his boyfriend not on a piece of technology, but actually in real life on a plane,
a
Jetstar flight.
Chris always says I bring it up too much, but hear me out, because you know who brought it up this time?
Me.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris brought it up.
It is a good story.
It's a really romantic, nice story, save for the fact that I was flying there to sleep with someone else.
Yeah. You have no idea what I'm about to do and where and who I'm about to meet.
And who I'm about to meet.
Do you have a fact of the gay?
Yeah.
Brace yourself. The Tuscan
you
sun,
not...
it's out for
it's
revenge.
Back.
It's back and it's pissed off.
Stupidest thing. It's so funny. She has a new lease on life, but that sun's coming for her.
I just want someone to make the poster. Like Under the Tuscan Sun is the first movie, and the sequel is called Revenge of the Tuscan Sun.
The Tuscan Sun. To me, the poster looks like the poster for Apocalypse Now, you know, with the sun and the helicopters. That way.
Yeah, we're like, we got to take down this Tuscan Sun.
Anyway, forget about the Tuscan Sun, and also forget about me connecting with you for a little bit, because I need to just swipe over to the article. Oh, you know what I'll do, actually? I'll do the cool thing on Macs where you can tile window to left of screen, tile window to right of screen.
Oh. You can only do that on Mac computers?
I imagine maybe Windows have a feature,
I
don't care.
Any other computer.
I have to touch a Windows one for work.
Yeah.
You will know all about it.
Yeah,
and
I'm
like,
that.
You know what pisses me off?
Breach. Go off, sis.
You know, if you want to copy something, it's like Command C.
Yes.
And to paste it, Command V on your Mac. And then if you're on a bloody Windows, it's Control C, Control V, but Control is in a completely different place on the Windows than Command is. And it pisses me. Every time I'm like, can you guys just get together and work this out?
Okay, out of Tab, Caps Lock, Shift, Control, Option, and Command, who do you reckon is the star?
Tab.
Tab is the star.
Yeah, I love Tab.
You've got to be kidding me. Okay, Caps Lock, Beyonce. Okay, let's do Tab, Caps Lock, Shift. I would say Caps Lock, Beyonce. Tab. Kelly. Shift. Michelle.
You're so wrong, I think. I think Tab, Beyonce, the star. Shift,
you've got
Kelly,
to be kidding me.
Shift, Kelly doing the most work. Caps Lock, Michelle. Kind of in the background, not being used that much.
Caps Lock?
Yeah, when do you use Caps Lock?
This is really revealing how I type, which is like, hello, friends! I've got a you know, like I'm constantly going like caps lock exclamation mark.
I would always use shift if I'm running one word.
You'll
all caps,
hold
I'll
shift
go shift
down and type.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's slog. I will often caps lock A, caps lock off. You know.
Can I say why Tab is queen for me?
Please tell me why Tab is queen.
Because I
week.
Pressed. I'm on a. I'm on a document. I press Tab. I'm like, oh. Thank you, Tab. That's exactly the amount of space I wanted you to go.
You're
I'm like, what
right.
a perfect amount
Tab
of space.
Knows. Okay,
thank
actually,
you, Tab.
Put on that Queen of the Week sting again.
Queen of the Week.
The Queen of the Week is no longer the Dutch woman from the Tinder Swindler, and it is Tab.
It's Tab. It is the button Tab. Not the energy drink Tab. It is the button Tab.
And it's funny. Who called it Shift? Who called it Tab? You know, but we just take that for granted.
Yeah, isn't that so weird? Shift? It's called Shift, I guess, because it's shifting modes. And it's called Tab because you would put a
change
paper
up.
Tab.
Yeah. Caps lock because it's like capital, but we're locking it in.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Funny that they're like, that's what they decided to call it, like caps lock. It's kind of embarrassing in a
what
way.
What would you call it? Yeah.
It's funny when Return came around. Like, I always feel
when did that change?
I felt like it should just be Enter.
And what? And when did Backspace become Delete?
Yeah, because it's like, if you've got, Backspace, they changed to Delete. So therefore, in my opinion, Return should be Enter. So you have Enter and Delete.
You know what I will say is amazing that we've done? We definitely introduced the fact of the game 2 minutes ago before we started talking about the keyboard. And I reckon Tim, the producer, has listened up to that point. He's put the fact of the game sting in. And then we have
sweating.
Waded into the fact.
He's like, get it out, boys, get it out.
Okay, here's the fact of the game.
Fact of the game.
There was one Star Trek novel. Where Captain Kirk and Spock were gay. Mm. So it's like a huge fan fiction trend. You call it slash fiction. That's when people put two characters together that aren't together in real life. And I think slash also means gay, usually, or at least usually is gay.
Slash is gay.
And slash is gay.
And Return is Enter.
And Dash is straight.
And Tab is bi.
Dash is my favorite button in the keyboard, but I didn't really
Dash,
get into that.
Dash, where the hell is Dash?
Beside the zero. So there's the underscore there, and then there's also the dash, and I use the dash all the time.
Oh, I love a dash. Like, you
need to do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like a comma or a colon, and you're like, I don't know, and then you're like, dash.
Okay, when you put it in, all you need to, all it is like, I want the reader to know I'm sort of taking a little breath. Anyway, this one author, her name was Della Van Hise. I think it was her first time writing a Star Trek novel, because you know when they write like franchise novels, so there's books about Star Wars and like extra books like that, and they just farm it out to writers who want to do it. And she, I think, maybe had been a fan fiction writer. Anyway, she just added a bunch of gay shit in, and then they got it, the Paramount, the people behind Star Trek, and they put all these notes on all the slash pages, all the pages of them gay hooking up, and were like, please take these out. And then there was a new editor working at the publishing company who just didn't double check, and then 100,000 copies of the book went out like that, and then immediately got redacted.
Your favorite word.
And then but some people bought them, and now they're like a rare collector's item. In it, they have a dream. So Captain Kirk is the captain and Spock is the officer, and then they have a dream where Spock becomes the captain and Kirk is an ensign. I don't know what that means, but I imagine that's like assistant to the captain somehow. What do you think an ensign is?
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
Like, I was working so hard just to like kind of listen to that.
Yeah. In terms of just I could tell in your face.
I can't see my face, but I was like, I was definitely listening. I hadn't tapped out, but I was like, I don't know anything. Like, it would be like, Star Trek, all that sort of shit. I just like have not dipped my toe in. I kind of get onto Star Wars though.
Star Wars is good and it's easy and it's fun. Star Trek is a little bit too much for me as well.
Do you have an area of like pop culture which you're like have no idea what that's about?
I guess Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Those two.
Breaking Bad is where I did my favorite thing. We talked about our favorite thing, where you watch most of it and then you're like, I'm done. I watched like four seasons or whatever, and then I was like, I'm not going to watch the last one. And then everyone was like, oh, you have to. And I was like, I haven't.
Yeah, wow.
Game of Thrones.
That's actual sickness. Yeah, I don't know Game of Thrones. And it was also one that in 4 months of being locked at home, I was like, well, I've got the time, let's get into it. And then I never even, I've watched season one. Because me and Rose were going to interview Jason Momoa when we worked at U Live, who was coming to do Armageddon. So this is obviously another time.
And he is in Game of Thrones.
He's Khal Drogo. So I watched the full season one in preparation for our interview, and then he cancelled. And then I watched two episodes of season two, and then I was done.
Wow. Okay, so you have actually dipped your toe into the world of Game of Thrones. Like, you've watched a whole season of it.
I have, but I wouldn't be able to tell. I mean, that was in 2013.
Like, it's woolen cloaks and swords and dragons.
And I remember Emilia Clarke naked walking out of the spa in her first scene.
Yes. Huge impact.
Huge culturally. Impact. Yeah. And also just their relationship was so, so intense.
I wonder if Lord of the Rings is going to have the same impact. The new Amazon series. I've kind of been like, everyone.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Watching it.
I loved the trailer. Also, our friend's in it, and he will not say what role he is, so I'm
what
like...
What do you think he is?
Well, I figured out which hands are his in the posters that are hands.
I was trying to figure out... Okay, so on the Lord of the Rings Instagram page, they have, like, their promo is, like, a whole bunch of hands, and our dear friend, Leon, who we actually mentioned in the previous podcast as being someone that Eli will text...
yes, he actually did give that shout-out.
His hands, and I asked him, I was like, are your hands in the promo photos? And he was like, maybe. And I was like, oh my God, it's so annoying.
He's
did he tell you for sure?
He's such a little snake. Well,
he doesn't want to be sued by Amazon.
Exactly. But I'm like, you can tell me which hands are yours. Yeah, I want to be sued by Amazon. He basically at brunch just a couple of days ago before he left. I think he's on a plane right now, so it's good. He's not going to hear this. Until, oh no, he will. But we looked at his hands in real life, and then we're going through the pictures as his real life hands were there. And
what's he holding?
Here's the thing, nothing.
His are the only hands not holding anything.
Yeah,
has he got rings on?
I can't remember, but you can see his thumb. You can see fingernails in the pic.
Most of the people are holding something. Does he look rich?
I know. Yeah.
Is he in gold?
I think he's in blue.
Okay, you cannot remember.
Hold up, I'm trying to find.
Shared his.
I wish he would have just been like, "These are my hands." That's what I would have done.
Oh wait, I know his. Is this his hands? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
This is his hands.
Oh, okay. So he's in. Oh, interesting. Wait, I don't have those hands. Oh my God, this. Oh, those are his hands. He's in a smock and an orange little shirt.
Yeah, exposed. You tried to hide which hands were yours, Leon. But also when I talked to him, he didn't like confirm. And we still don't know whether he's human or an elf or what he is.
And he hasn't liked that image. We're like
telling.
We're like Taylor Swift, like, you know, when like Swifties are like, she dropped the letter 6 in it, and that's her favorite number. And like, there's a little cat, and we're trying to like work out the album. We're like that.
It's just trying to figure out which hands are our friends' hands in some pictures of hands.
And it's shocking to be like, I have no idea. Do you reckon you would be able to spot your own hands in a lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got pretty hands. I think you've got quite nice hands as well, eh?
Well, I think I've got dramatic hands.
Mm.
Like, I've got huge long fingers.
Yeah. Great for performing.
Great gestural. They're very dramatic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're pretty. They could choke you, you know?
Mine are a decent size, and the nails are long and strong.
I think this length of the nails impacts, like, adds sex value, like sex appeal.
Yeah, even though long nails are actually, like, famously inconvenient.
Inconvenient, yeah, but you just want, like, a good, like, length, but not growing over top.
I had to wear nails the other day when I was playing Satan alongside your sister in that sketch, which we actually talked about in the previous episode, but I trying to
the
use my phone.
The previous episode's got, by the way, on this episode. Like, it's still legendary.
If we could do anything on this episode, we would love to lead you to listen to the previous episode. but I had to wear these long black fingernails. I'm playing Satan, these long pointy black fingernails. And I, to use my phone... Mm. I'm astonished that it's a day-to-day thing that humans would deal with.
Yeah, they love it.
Who want to have a long nail.
I feel claustrophobic in nails. I feel, I don't even like painting my nails, I've decided. And it annoys me because I'm like, gay rights, you know. It's mm-hmm. It's a really good way to be like, yoo-hoo, I'm a part of the club.
Yeah.
But I don't like the feeling of it.
I love the feeling of it. I love when my nails are painted. I love stroking it and being like,
really? I'm just like, oh my God, it feels like I'm covered. Like, and I just want it to be free, which is really weird. But I love to wear makeup. I'm actually wearing some right now.
Gosh, yeah, your skin looks beautiful.
My morning routine is just putting on so much makeup at the moment, which is a true sign that there's nothing going on. Like, I'll just wake up and, like, fill my eyebrows in.
I love it. Do you use a little pencil?
Yes.
I need you to teach me.
How to fill in your eyybrows.
Yeah. I need someone to take me to the shop and be like, buy these.
Can I just tell you? There is so many YouTubers and Instagram personalities doing this exact thing.
I guess so.
Like,
you're right.
I'm going to say way too many. Like, there's just thousands of people giving you this advice. I mean, it's all like the same advice going around, but really you need like a concealer, a foundation. I like having a little bronzing contour moment, and I love blush.
Yeah.
I love putting on blush. I love to feel pretty. And I love when people like compliment me on my skin, and I'm like, it's makeup.
That's awesome.
And I just wear it like, yeah, just around the house. It's just part of my morning routine of me like glamorizing myself in the mirror.
That's so nice.
I love to do it. I love to do it.
I saw Troye Sivan do how I create my like natural look. And then I was like, I'm going to do that. And that was 3 years ago. And I've not taken any steps towards doing it.
Yeah, that's essentially what I do. Like, his glam is very similar.
Yeah. Now that I'm getting up at 4 in the morning and then video content of me is being put out that I have not witnessed before it's online, I do...
Shocking,
I yeah, it's a funny, real shock to the system.
You used to get a job in radio because you could just rock out of bed, get behind the mic, like we're doing purists, you know, and just be your voice. People don't know what you look like, whereas now radio, it's like constantly being filmed. You have cameras on you like Big Brother, and then they edit little clips together.
Mm.
And it's a revolting time in the morning.
It's crazy to even consider being presentable.
And I felt like I always looked so washed out in the clips. And I was tempted to get a fake tan, just to like put a bit of life in my face.
I just feel like I look so tired. And also it's the exact angle, which is like, hey, how weak can we make your chin look? That's where we're going to position this camera.
Okay, time for our new segment of the podcast. How close are you to joining the metaverse?
Yeah.
There hasn't been a lot of time between podcasts. But prior to just jumping on the chat with you, I researched the metaverse and I learned nothing. Yeah. But there was an article that was like, it's bad for queer people. And then I didn't read the article.
Why would it be bad for queer people specifically?
I don't know. I'll have to read the article to find out. And guess what? I never will.
What has moved for me for the metaverse is that I did watch this morning a compilation of all the Super Bowl ads. And I did think whoever made the metaverse one, I was like, oh, that's cute.
It was a metaverse ad.
Yeah, it's just people in animal costumes with virtual reality headsets on having a great time. But I did think the costumes looked good.
So is it a VR world?
Chris.
So we don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
I actually don't know one thing about it. I know as much about the metaverse as I know about Star Trek.
I just don't understand why it's like, why it's different than a website.
Because you can be in it, is it? Like, it's like...
Yeah.
You can experience... It's like virtual... Is it virtual reality? That's what I want to know. And you saying you have to wear goggles makes me presume it's virtual reality.
Well, that's what I think. You know, there was that video of Mark Zuckerberg having, like, essentially a meeting. And they theoretically all had their goggles on and they're all looking at each other's avatars. And then two people are playing meta basketball in the corner.
He sucks so bad.
He sucks the most.
Did you watch Don't Look Up?
I did watch Don't Look Up. I think I enjoyed Don't Look Up more than I thought I was going to because of like so much of the commentary beforehand. It was too long. Jonah Hill really pissed me off in it.
He pissed you off. He's got that energy of like, he would be mean to gay people.
He does. And I think he like...
He'd call you like a pansy.
Yes. And I just think he takes acting very seriously for someone who mostly does silly things.
Yes.
And I just got a vibe that he thought he was being so funny.
Yeah, he stunk of that vibe. Reeked of that vibe.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, but I thought it bummed me out in the sense that I was like, yeah, I mean, the fact that this movie's even being made is like, this could be a scene in this movie, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, we're
so much is going on is like the protest at the moment is like, this is Don't Look Up.
Yeah, but then like the fact that the protest is happening and then they're like talking about the protest in the movie, I'm like, and like when it got like meta was like the Ariana Grande stuff, and I was just like, yeah, like calling on celebrities to do stuff about climate, like this movie is calling on celebrities to be in this movie about climate. And I was like, it's this movie is like part of, I don't know, it's like all tied in the sense of like we've like lapped ourselves in a sense and we're still not going to do anything about it. And that bummed me out. But Melanie Lynskey was great. I thought Jennifer Lawrence wasn't fantastic.
No, neither that. I thought Cate Blanchett was great.
She's fantastic. Isn't she great?
Isn't she great?
It's still Tab, but I love Cate Blanchett.
I loved all the scenes. The morning show banter between those two was that made me laugh. Leonardo DiCaprio is my whatever our opposite of Queen of the Week is, though, because I hate that kind of like the clearest celebrity voice that people associate with climate change is a bad person who has sex with just serial data of girls that are too young.
Yeah.
It's really grim. And that he like parties on yachts and like all this stuff. And I'm like, why? It just bugs me that he is so forthright about being right about what he believes in. But then I'm like, but something's cooked. Something's cooked about you to do what you're doing in the love sphere.
He's no Greta Thunberg, that's for sure. But then would she be able to pull off the role? Who's to say?
I'd love to know if she got an audition, you know?
She should have been in the film.
He was good, and he is a good actor. I don't know.
No, you don't like him. You think he sucks. He's the opposite of Queen of the Week, you just said, which I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we actually tried figuring that out one week. Like the jester or the joker.
Oh, yeah. The jack of no trades.
Oh, my God. Come on. I had an omelette for breakfast, and it's just kind of hanging out in my throat, which I'm loving.
Oh,
I love eating
great.
An omelette because it ultimately feels like I'm shredding.
Yeah. And an omelette is just great because it feels like you've really put some work in, but it's like two steps on top of
it's
just
two
eggs.
Steps. You don't have to scramble it. Because the scrambling can go wrong quickly, whereas the omelette, you're like, oh, and sometimes I scramble and then I'm like, actually, I'm making an omelette.
I've done that before as well, or the opposite, or I've started like doing a little stir to make an omelette and then I've been like, actually, let's keep going. Let's keep going, baby.
That's a very specific feeling, and I love it. It's like living in the moment, isn't it?
The feeling of you're sitting there, you've got a bowl of eggs, you're eight episodes through Yellow Jackets.
You're never going to watch the last two.
Omelette, scrambled, or finally finishing the series.
That feeling when you make scrambled eggs and think, nah, I just have omelette.
Tim, can we meme that and put it on a t-shirt? Thank you.
If you're listening, if you made it this far, we've got to tie it up. So I think we covered all our bases. Do you have anything to plug?
Of course not. I am doing gigs. I'm doing one at Whammy for Tim Bat. I'm doing one, which may have already been by the time this comes out. And then I'm doing the Fork and Funny one.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah.
What I would do for some stage time. I don't have anything to plug just yet, but I do have this podcast to plug. So if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. No one's going to share it. But you can, if you haven't reviewed it.
Everyone listening, if you can send it to one person and say,
Pass it forward.
Tell me what you think.
And tell that one person to spit. Tell it to one person. That's all we need for change to happen.
If every person who's listening to this episode tells one person, who then tells one person,
yeah,
the whole world will hear the podcast.
Exactly. And it's and it is that good. So, yeah, give it a review and just say that the review, it is the best podcast in New Zealand, and then just give it 5 stars. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
And don't call it the best gay podcast. Call it the best podcast.
Yeah, because...
the best podcast, not gay.
Wow.
5 stars.
Then it sounds like it's not a gay podcast.
Yeah. Well, you can figure it out. But you
can actually write whatever you feel in your heart.
Actually write
as long as you give it 5 stars.
5 stars. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.